It's Monday, the 13th of January, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 1 p.m. news. Police have stationed 18 officers at 20 polling stations for the Guinness by-election in Oshikoto region set for 17 January 2025. The by-election follows the death of Councillor Elias Martinez last year. The only candidates are brothers Franciscus Kumub of the Landless People's Movement and Moses Kumub of the Swapo Party. NAMPO Head of Public Relations Division Deputy Commissioner Kaona Shikwambi has more.
We are ready to ensure a safe, secure and peaceful environment during the upcoming by-election. In addition, our routine patrols will continue, however intensified, and then we will also have officers on standby for any eventualities. And as such, as a force, we want to urge members of the public to refrain from going to polling station while under the influence of alcohol or engage in any untoward behaviors, and we request them kindly to play their parts so that we ensure that we have a peaceful election process.
Transnamib plans to invest 1.7 billion Namibia dollars in 23 new locomotives and 311 million Namibia dollars to rebuild 7 existing ones, extending their lifespan by 20 years. The fleet upgrade will strengthen the country's rail transport, according to Transnamib CEO Desmond van Jaarsveld. The company secured 500 million Namibia dollars from the Development Bank of Namibia and 2.1 billion Namibia dollars from the Development Bank of Southern Africa in order to support the 2.6 billion Namibia dollar investment in rolling stock. South Africa's former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo has clarified that the state capture inquiry's claim of 9 billion rand unaccounted for by the state security agency under Arthur Fraser was incorrect. According to News 24, in court papers, Zondo said the commission did not have access to documents, including the Auditor General's report, when the evidence was given. About 16 people have been killed after military airstrikes allegedly hit them in Nigeria's northern state of Zamfara.
Locals in the area say the military mistook the innocent people for members of criminal gangs who had raided communities and fled. The locals identify the victims as members of vigilante groups who were confronting the gangs. A similar incident where military strikes hit innocent people occurred in December in the state of Sokoto, where criminal gangs have also been operating. Military authorities have not claimed responsibility for the incident in Zamfara, but have acknowledged that they recently carried out a successful operation against criminal gangs in the state. They say they will continue to be professional in their operations and ensure all forms of criminality are defeated in the country. Kasim Akende, Jos.
And the LA Medical Examiner's Office has confirmed that at least 24 people have been killed and another 13 are missing from the devastating Los Angeles fires in California. The BBC reports that aerial crews have been bombarding the flaming hills with water and fire retardant to hold back the Palisades fire, which is now menacing Brentwood, home to the world's famous Getty Center Art Museum. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.